It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Derek, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hey, man, up and early, man. We got to get to work today. Man, it's a Wednesday. Obviously, we were off yesterday, but worked on Monday and got a chance to look at the tape. And continue to keep this thing moving forward as we get ready for Mississippi State.
Absolutely. And, Derek, obviously a tough loss to Ole Miss. What did you see that went wrong defensively in that game, and what do you think you can learn from that and move forward with you heading into this week?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, collectively, when you look at the defensive unit and the defensive side of the ball, you know, we gave up some explosive plays, too many. And, you know, getting guys back and, you know, guys being on the same page and being able to communicate, even though we had veteran guys, you know, we felt like we were chasing it, you know, in most of that ball game. And we got caught in some matchups, you know, over the top help, didn't quite get to where it needed to be. We missed a couple of checks. And when you do those things, like in a ball game like this, it can get out of hand. And I thought, you know, man, their wide out, like in their quarterback played, you know, man, lights out, but we gave them way too many, you know, I mean, free opportunities and open opportunities. And for us, you know, I mean, that's all information. I think this group came back on Sunday, and they saw exactly what was on tape. And, like, believe me, everybody was pissed, you know, like across the board. And believe me, like being mad is the first part of it. Now getting it fixed, getting back to work, understanding that we got a team that's very, very similar, like an explosive in Mississippi State who's going to try to, you know, hang 50 on you. You better have a chip on your shoulder, and that's where we at.
So, Derek, how is there a translation from last week to this week? I know Mississippi State is very much struggling where Ole Miss isn't in terms of producing lately, but how similar are the systems? I mean, is there any benefit at all to going from one to the other the very next week?
I think there is. I think, you know, obviously understanding that you are going to get tempo, understanding that you are going to get spread offense, they're going to take shots. How do we want to defend these shots? What does it look like? How much do we want to pressure? Our tackling, you know, vision defense, being able to make sure, man, that we can, you know, man, get them off the field. We didn't do a very good job last week, and all that information, it's on tape, and you got to change the tape.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Derek, Ken Seals, really good day statistically on Saturday, 31 of 40, 319 yards, two touchdowns. But besides that, just watching him play, I thought he made some really good throws in that game, some high-quality level throws. Are you seeing the development from Ken Seals that you expected to see up until this point?
Absolutely. Ken Seals is what we thought he was coming out of high school. He's got a big arm, extremely accurate. For him, it's been about getting to know this, his offensive weapons. Coach Fitch doing a good job of making sure, man, that he's in tune with, you know, read progressions, giving him some different platforms to throw from. And as we can see, he can make tight window throws. He can push it down the field. He can give guys a shot. He's going to be a really, really good quarterback in this conference. All we're looking to do, you know, every week is get incrementally better. We need to go 1-0 this week. We do have that opportunity on our plate. And Ken Seals is the leader of that offense. So those guys are following, and we're glad to have him as our quarterback.
What's his, in terms of, I guess, you know, quote-unquote knowing the whole playbook, you know, like where is he on that? Like a year from now, is he going to be a guy who does more pre-snap, you know, changes protections more often, things like that, or is he – up to speed even as a freshman on all the things you want a quarterback to do mentally?
I think he's past Kyle Schirmer where Kyle was when Kyle was a freshman, but I think that leads you to about, you know, maybe in this offense, he may have maybe 45 to 50% of the offense down. I mean, that's how much offense Coach Fitch has. I think what Coach Fitch has been able to do is just, again, try to tailor it for him. You know, I mean, what pieces does he need? What pieces does he need to move away from right now? And what really fits the personnel that we have? Again, you know, in COVID from week to week, man, you don't know who's up. So you got to have a couple of different personnel groupings and see how you want to, you know, maybe formulate your game plan around, you know, who's available to you, because it's definitely about players. But I think when you got a quarterback, and you got some running backs, and you got tight ends and some wideouts, I think that allows Coach Fitch to do a really good job of putting, you know, like a solid plan together that fits both, you know, our talent that week and the quarterback. And that's what's been impressive to see over the last 3 weeks.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Derek, Joe brought up, you know, Mississippi State struggling right now offensively, but traditionally the air raid has been very effective for Mike Leach in his stops before. What is the challenge in defending the air raid system and everything that comes with that?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, can pass rush and coverage, you know, men work together. Pass rush and coverage have to work together because, you know, in that system, they're going to take shots. It's five out passing game. You know, it's always, or 80% of the time, they're in some form of empty, whether the back's in the backfield or not, because the running back has as many catches, or the running backs have as many catches as the wideouts. So you've got to defend the horizontal space of the field, and they're going to push it vertically. And so, like, defending all the space, whether it's, you know, sideline to sideline or end zone to end zone, that's what they make you do. So creating the one-on-ones is the menu of the day. And so for us, we got to get eyes on the quarterback, but we got to populate to the football, which hasn't been something that we've been, been real strong in, you know, since the Texas A&M game. And, you know, that's sort of the menu of the week for us. That's what we got to do. We got to populate to the ball. We got to work to get to the run game. And if we do that, we'll set ourselves up to hopefully, you know, get them turned over on third downs and get our ball and get the ball back to the offense. And if we can do that, I think our offense can attack their defense.
Well, you said it hasn't been strong since the Texas A&M. Why hasn't it been strong since that game, Derek?
You know, consistency. You know, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I think that's probably the healthiest we've been, you know, I mean, going into it. And the reality is, you know, when you start playing different combinations, you know, like the guys, and guys are still trying to learn guys, and guys are getting used to how guys communicate, and then even when you get veterans back, guys haven't played with each other for a minute. I think it's just about consistency. I thought that wave during camp was probably the most consistent we had been, even though we lost a couple of guys. I mean, it wasn't a huge amount, and it was spread out on both sides of the ball. So I just think the level of consistency, you know, from week to week, players that have been available has been a little tricky. But, you know, everybody's got these challenges. For us, man, we got to overcome the challenges, put ourselves in position to play a 60-minute ball game, one quarter at a time, one play at a time.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Derek, we appreciate you taking time to join us, and good luck on Saturday against Mississippi State.
Thank you. Rob, Rex Road, anchor down. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Going to be an interesting matchup on Saturday because – look, it's amazing to see just like how far Mike Leach and that program has fallen after week one. They were the talk of the SEC. They go into LSU and get the win on the road, and everybody's thinking, man, look at Mike Leach bringing the air raid to the SEC. It's going to work. And I think we've come to find out since then that LSU, not very good.
Man.
Mississippi State, maybe even worse.
Yeah, it's amazing. He was already like SEC Coach of the Year, right? After it was like it was pretty much preordained. It's shocking to me to see how inept, because I mean, Mike Leach has had ups and downs with his offenses, and I know the SEC is a different deal than the conferences he's been in, but he's been in credible Power Five conferences, and for the most part, they're gonna complete passes. I mean, basically their passing game is a running game. Like Derek Mason was just saying, you know, it's so much it's a wide splits, and it's quick hitters, basically running the football. And for the most part, they've produced offense, and it's like they have nothing going in the last few weeks. So maybe Vanderbilt can get well defensively, because obviously long, long, long way from last week to be well.
Well, and the bad part, if you're a Vanderbilt fan, is Mississippi State right now, last in the SEC West. Obviously, Vanderbilt last right now in the SEC East. And Mississippi State is nearly a 3-touchdown favorite in this game. So that kind of tells you how the season has gone so far for Vanderbilt.
I'm a little dubious of that line.
Am
I a little sunshiny?
Look, Mississippi State's a 19-point favorite. They have struggled to get to 19 points total as of late.
Right.
I mean, they just got shut out. They scored 2 points against Kentucky. Got shut out against Alabama. The offense, it hadn't seen 19 in a while.
That might be a bad line, but then it'll be like 53-10 Mississippi State, and they'll be the ones who get well. But they have been so bad.
So yeah, the last three games for Mississippi State, they haven't scored 19. They scored 2 against Kentucky, 14 against A&M, and 0 against Alabama. So there you go.
Man, yeah, I'm sure, you know, this is one of those where both of those maligned units, Vanderbilt offense, Mississippi State defense, are looking at this game like this. If it's going to happen, if we're gonna do anything good, this is it.
When we come back, we will dive back into the news of the day with the Titans. They released Vic Beasley, Bo Brinkley, and Jonathan Joseph yesterday. Should they have seen this coming with Vic Beasley? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But first, 102.5 The Game and ESPN 94.9 is your exclusive home for the 2020 Masters Tournament. Tune in to 102.5 The Game for leaderboard updates next week on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, November 14th and 15th, ESPN 94.9 will broadcast the Masters live both days. It's all brought to you by Music City Golf Store in Belle Mead for all your golfing needs. We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.